It was more of a treacherous tunnel with lots of extremely fragile, loose-hanging rocks that terrified all who dared to enter. If a person were to enter head first, they had to work upside down. But if they went in feet first, they couldn't bring their upper body down to Floyd's level. Later that day, Lieutenant Robert Burton, a Louisville firefighter, also made it within reach. He proposed a desperate idea. Use a rope to pull him out of the rock, even if it meant he lost his leg. Collins, possibly delirious, consented to this decision, agreeing to have his foot completely yanked off. That being said, Homer strapped up a harness and the men began to pull, but Floyd's body, already warped, bent into an agonizing L shape. The cave filled with horrifying screams. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. No progress had been made, and they only amplified his suffering.